I have an email from a very, very happy MyPillow customer. Selena in Daytona says, good morning, ladies. I enjoy your show so much that I get up early just to laugh. I'm just going to get to the point. MyPillow has been a lifesaver for me. I'm 50, going through the dreaded change. Never understood that term. So I had the worst hot flashes ever. I've had two children naturally. Nothing prepared me for night sweats and constantly feeling hot and uncomfortable. Yes, I used code checks. Invested in myself, got pillows and a mattress topper, planning on buying sheets next. My pillow really helped, and I hope my story can help another person get a good night's sleep.
That's really a great story, and it's true. Nothing does prepare you for waking up like five times a night, like feeling like you're about to melt. No big deal.
Well, that's so awesome that my pillow stuff helps. Oh my gosh.
I know, that's fantastic. It should be a lesson to all of the women that are menopausal out there. Yeah.
That's right. Everybody should call 1-800-875-0513 or go to mypillow.com and use code
CHICKS.
You get the biggest discounts on stuff, you guys. OMG. Okay. So, tell everybody how it is. Tell everybody what it was like.
Well, first of all, I've been working a lot the past couple of days because we are living in a 650 square foot cabin for the next 6 months. So when I got here, my husband was living kind of like a bachelor, not going to lie. And so when I got here, I was like, oh my God, I got to clean everything, you know? So of course I became like cleaning frenzy woman. And then we had to move, you know, about 1,000 pounds of crap into a 500-pound bag. You know what I mean? That's what we're doing. That's what I've been doing. And so trying to organize, I had to go to Target the other day and buy all these organizational stuff. And still, even with all the organizational things, it's still, there's just crap everywhere. We're just going to have to live like little tiny hoarders for the next 6 months. We're doing the best that we can. But, you know, it's going to be cozy. It's going to be really cozy.
That's right.
For the next 6 months. Very intimate, and we're going to live in a very small space together, and we're just going to love one another and just love one another so much for the next 6 months until our house is built. And I got Cash when I walked in the door, my Great Dane Cash. You know, Astrid was pretty happy to see me, but Astrid really just likes food, you know. Cash mauled me. I about died. He was just on top of me and just mauled me. He was very, very excited to see me. And y'all, we got a steer.
I can't believe it.
We got ourselves a steer. His name is Gunner, and he has to stay at the rancher's place for the next 6 months. I go see him every night, and I bond with him. I say I because my husband's like, you just bond, whatever. He's your steer. And so I go over and I bond with him every night, and then at the time when we can bring him over, because I don't want him to be around when we're doing house construction, because I'm afraid that, you know, I don't want him to get hurt or anything. And then he'll come over and live with us full time. But so I just go over and I make sure that I get it all up in his face and love on him, and he's going to bond with me, and he'll be a pet, basically. He'll be a lawn ornament pet. And
that's so crazy.
He'll hang out with us. Right. So we're going to get one for now. And then once he bonds with me, we'll probably get another one, and then we'll see how it goes.
So he has a friend.
So he has a friend, yeah. But I want him to be completely dependent on me, you know, at first. And then maybe in like 9 to 12 months, we'll get another one. We'll see what happens. But
thank you, Laura McNaughton. Laura says, good morning, ladies. Daisy, you look so happy, and I love the pink cowgirl hat. Balls. And thank you. Christine Noon said, you and Gunner, that was my Belgian shepherd's name. Enjoy. And
really?
Stephanie9 says, happy settling in week, Daisy. Enjoy Texas.
Thank you. It's going to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
I can actually like kind of, you know, get a little settled this week. I'm kind of excited about that. It's been a crazy couple days. And then our older kids, our boy came to see us yesterday, and we had Memorial Day lunch at this precious cafe in McGregor, Texas. It's so cute, y'all. They had George Bush all over the walls. I mean, like pictures of him, not actual
George
Bush.
That's where he lives, right?
He lives in Crawford, Texas,
Crawford.
It's like right next to McGregor. And so I'm sure he's eaten in this cafe and everything, but his picture was all over the walls. They had American flags. And, you know, it's like everybody is like Jesus and American flags around here. And so it's like, I'm home, you know, it's the greatest thing. Yeah.
Speaking of Memorial Day. So Kamala, Did you guys see?
You guys.
Oh my God.
So she was like super excited about Memorial Day, huh? Like she tweeted.
Oh, well, she wasn't excited about it until she faced like piles and piles of backlash for choosing to post a picture of herself on Saturday. Let me see if I can show it to you in case you haven't seen it. I cut off the bottom, but do you see that? It's just a picture of her looking off to the side wistfully. Uh-huh. And the caption, again, this is from the Vice President of the United States.
On Memorial Day weekend.
Saturday.
Right.
She said, enjoy the long weekend.
Oh my God. What complete hag.
I know.
What a hag.
I know. So that was Saturday. That was Saturday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So fast forward, immediately everybody was like, oh my God, this is inappropriate. This is horrible. She should resign. She's horrible. She's the worst person ever. And then not yesterday, but Sunday came around 7 o'clock in the morning on the nose, which made me think it was probably scheduled by somebody on her team.
Right.
She then wrote,
somebody who knew it was Memorial Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout our history, our servicemen and women have risked everything to defend our freedoms in our country. As we prepare to honor them on Memorial Day, we remember their service and their sacrifice.
Really?
Too little, too late.
Do we do that, Kamala? Yeah, we do that, you hose beast. God, unbelievable.
Just ridiculous.
But I mean, I'm not surprised at all. I'm just not surprised.
I know.
Somebody had to tell her. Yeah, somebody had to tell her. And meanwhile, has she been to the border yet? Has she been there?
No, but she's about to send a whole big bunch of money to Central America to prevent people from coming. She wants to give them all of our money make it better there so that they're not incentivized to come here.
Oh, okay. So is that how it works in Democratville?
When there's just endless supplies of money.
Is there any other country... And you guys name one other country that gives their tax money to other countries.
I'm sure it happens like through the UN and through NATO and all that stuff, but not the way that we do it.
At the extent that we do it. Think about that.
No one even comes close.
Think about all the checks that we're broke. And I think of the checks that we're writing to these countries that are in squalor. It's like, figure out your own crap.
Yeah. You
know? Maybe that's the libertarian in me. I don't know. But it's like, seriously, I just don't understand why we have to pay for all these other countries when we are broke and we've got problems of our own.
Remember when we had a president who put America first? Remember?
Oh, yeah, I do. I remember that. It was actually 5 months ago. Remember?
Right. Yeah. It was great. It was good times. Mm. Thank you, Cincy Patty. She says, happy Texas week. Love that I can eat breakfast with you.
Oh, that's so nice. Me too.
Also, I promised that I would tell you more about the presents that we got last week. And so today I wanted to tell you what we got from Grant Fowler. Grant Fowler lives in Brooksville, Florida, and he wrote, I've been watching you girls for about a year now. You girls are more beautiful than any news anchor I've ever seen anyway.
And it's like at 6 a.m, that's really saying something.
He said, plus your sense of humor is absolutely priceless. The two of you together is just breathtaking.
Oh my God. That's the sweetest thing.
I can't.
That's really, really sweet.
Now, this is the cool thing. He said about 15 miles outside of Brooksville is a store called the Rich Loam General Store. It's been open since the 1920s, and they still sell the same products that they did in the 20s, and the building is still the original building. Since I know you girls love coffee and American history, I picked you each up a coffee cup made of pure aluminum, which is just what they drank coffee from in the 20s.
Oh my God, I love that. That is so my jam.
I also got each of you a bar of soap, which is the exact kind of soap sold and used in the 20s. So we each got this soap.
Oh my God, that's so going in my cabin.
I also included both of you a pair of Nancy Pelosi's teeth.
the chattering teeth. I love it.
He said, since you have Harry's balls, Bernie's impression, and DeSantis's big balls, I find it only fitting and proper that you have Pelosi's teeth also. I love you both and know that my coworker Don and I watch you both during our lunch break in our work truck. Stay strong, stay positive, know that you're both deeply adored and loved in Brooksville, Florida, from Grant Fowler. And he said, I added cookie mix from the same store. He sent two jars, but one of them was totally shattered. So there's this,
oh my God,
this general store cookie
you
mix.
Have to make some mock.
Isn't that
you have to
sweet?
Make cookies. You guys, speaking of the balls, okay, because you know how like somebody sent us the balls. We get the little balls in the little pouch.
The teeny ones? Are you talking about the teeny ones?
Not the teeny ones in the jar that are Harry's. Not Harry's balls, but the actual ball. Those. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I have those in a box, right? And I was moving them here. Okay. And my husband, when he came to fetch us last week, he was going through a box that I had and he was like, so what's all this stuff? And he picks up the balls. He goes, what the hell are these? I go, they're balls. Duh. They're balls.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
What? He goes, why do you have balls? It's like somebody gave me the balls. Like,
what? Why? It was a gift.
Like, I know. I was like, why wouldn't I have balls in a box? What?
In a pouch. No
yeah.
less.
Why wouldn't I have that? Exactly. Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. We have a very important announcement to make that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, I wanted to mention, make sure everybody knew about Biden saying the creepy things about the girl.
The 19-year-old. You look like a 19-year-old or you're like,
yeah.
How old was she actually?
I don't even know. They didn't ever show her, but I'm assuming young. I'm assuming that she was, I mean, she had barrettes in her hair. I'm assuming she was younger than 10. I don't know.
Gross.
But I'm assuming.
Gross.
So if you didn't hear the weirdness that he said, and I quote, I'm especially honored to share the stage with Brittany and Jordan and Nathan and Margaret Catherine. I love those barrettes in your hair, man. I tell you what. And look at her. She looks like she's 19 years old sitting there with her like a little lady with her legs crossed. So freaking creepy.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at Mock and her reaction.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Yeah, he's
somebody
gross.
Somebody's saying
she's under 10.
6, 11, 9. I've seen all kinds of ages, but she was definitely young.
Oh
definitely
God.
Young. Oh my God.
There have to be parents attached to this kid. Because if I were in the room, I would be like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care if you're the president. I don't care. This is why I'm not invited to things. This is why. Because
you
would
have
say
just
something.
Thrown down.
Well, I would have said something. I would have been like, what are you doing? You weirdo.
That's not appropriate.
It's not appropriate.
How does he not know to just not comment on girls and women? Just stop.
Or was Jill there? I mean, how does
Probably.
Jill not know to tell him to STFU? Like, shut up. I mean, she needs to get him on a leash.
Right? It's
for real.
Thank you, Kimberly Roll. She says, you guys make my day. So happy you got to Texas safely. Can't wait to see Gunner the Steer.
Thank you. I know. I'll show pictures. I'll bring pictures for y'all. I definitely will bring pictures. And you know what? It's like, why can't Jill get him on a leash? I mean, she's a doctor, right?
I know. She'd make a hell of a Surgeon General.
Totally.
Thank you, Michelle McCarver. She said, balls in a box is like Elf on the Shelf. LOL. Love you both. Humor is definitely a good way to start the day.
So all right. True.
Should we announce our big announcement?
Yeah, it's a big announcement, you guys.
You don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I don't know. I don't know what she's talking about. I have no idea. I'm just rolling. I'm just rolling with it. It's so early. It's
you like guys, 6:18. It's so exciting because we have ourselves.
Oh, I think I know. Oh, that's right. I know. Okay. Yeah, that's
we have a new sponsor, right. And it's meat. You guys.
You guys. Oh my God, this is so exciting. Okay, so. I know what this is, and I'm very excited about this because I love them. Okay, so we don't endorse anything. We never did on the radio, and we don't hear. We never endorse anything that we don't actually use ourselves. And I have been using Omaha Steaks for a very long time. I got them as a gift years ago. I got Omaha Steaks as a I think it was a Christmas gift. It wasn't Mother's Day. It was a Christmas gift. And I was like, what is this? And then I had their fillets. I had their chicken. Their chicken's out of this world. And they have these apple tartlets that are completely amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to keep ordering this stuff because I don't like to shop, one. And then I don't – seriously, I don't. I don't like the grocery store.
And well, it comes really right to your door.
Right. And I'm really – and when I do shop, I always buy the wrong crap. And so this stuff is – it's just amazing stuff. So, so good. And it's great to buy as gifts for people. It really is.
Well, and, so, and especially for Father's Day, right? Like, right. So they're having this huge Father's Day special right now along with us. And so right now they're doing a special on their Get Out and Grill assortment just for dads, just for Father's Day. And it includes 20 entrees, you guys. It's got – the butcher's cut strips, chicken breasts, steak burgers, jumbo franks, steakhouse fries, the apple tartlets that Daisy just mentioned, their signature seasoning. And if you go to omahasteaks.com and you put code
CHICKS
in the search field, so you do CHICKS, you do search, then you're going to see that Get Out and Grill assortment. And if you do that, you also get 4 New York strip burgers for free.
And it's not Gunner. It's not Gunner, you guys. It's a whole other cow.
It's a whole other cow that she's not familiar with. It's a whole
other cow. Right. It's maybe one of Gunner's friends.
OmahaSteaks.com. Put CHICKS in the search field and look for that Get Out and Grill package for your husband, for your dad, for your brother, for any of the dudes in your life who love grilling. They are so, so good. And we're so excited that they're on board with us.
We are so excited. It really is a slam dunk for Father's Day, though. It really is. Like, they'll love you for it. And the fillets are so good, you guys. Oh, my God. They're so good. Yeah. So, anyhow, get it. We have a new sponsor.
Get it.
We have a new sponsor. I feel like we're starting to, like, you know, be somebody.
I know, right? It's so
exciting. We have a sponsor. Like, we have, like, a couple sponsors. It's really fun. Okay. So, anyways, what else is going on, Mock?
Well, there is something happening on TikTok right now
that
is kind of amazing. Okay, so I'm going to show you some. Can you see, are you going to be able to see these words? If not, I need to read them to you in advance. So the words say, I'm not going to touch you, not until I have your written consent. Okay, that's what this says. So
I'm not going to touch you, not until I have your written consent. I'm not gonna touch you. Not until I have your written consent.
I just love her. She's like, you got it, man. Here you go.
I'm not gonna touch.
Oh my God. And it goes, and listen, that is so apropos of like you would never have seen anything like that 15 years ago. Right? Think about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Nowadays, it's so like, I need your written consent. I need your written consent. Back when we were teenagers or even in college, whatever, we would have never even thought about talking about that. Now it's like, we have to talk about, we have to talk about written consent. Are you serious with this? I mean, I know it's like there people joke about it, but he wasn't really joking. I mean, really, really people aren't joking about that.
No. Oh my God, right. I'm telling my kid, like, you have to, I mean, of course, you know, my husband and I fight because my husband's like that guy that's like, I slept with everybody in college. You should, like, sleep with everybody in college. And so, and I'm like, please don't tell him that. Please only tell him to sleep with the one person that he marries,
right,
somebody that he's in love with. Please, can we please instill this? And so, and my kid is so scared. Like, he is so...
He should be.
Well,
he should be scared.
Exactly. Because girls are, you know, girls are...
Well,
girls
they're
girls.
Well, they, yeah. And it's a different world now. It's just very different. Everybody's very... Listen, I'm not saying that awful things don't happen, because awful things happen. Awful things happen all the time. But then there's also this whole element. There's a sect of people, a sect of the youth that is very accusatory. You know,
right.
There's an accusatory.
And manipulative.
Right. Just a
yeah.
sect. You know, there's just a sect of them. I'm not saying that all. I'm just saying, because I don't want people to, don't write me, okay? I'm just saying that there's a sect of them. And it's because there's this culture now of, you know, it's just of what we're saying. You have to get consent. Everybody's got to get written consent. And it's, we did not grow up that way. We just didn't, you know?
Mm-mm.
We didn't at all. I mean, it's just not.
You just did the things.
You did the things. Did the things. You just some, and I remember like walking people. I was seeing people walk and do the walk of shame, and you know, you saw a lot of things, and you just saw. I'm just gonna leave it at that. You saw a lot of things.
We're gonna get ourselves into trouble.
I'm gonna go ahead and stop talking now. Yeah.
Did you want me to show that guy again?
Rob Lowe, Matt Dillon.
Oh my god, he's everywhere.
Combo, yeah.
I think he's not been on TikTok very long, but he's already amassed nearly a million followers in just a really short time because of that. Thank you, Kimberly Dugan and Melinda Owens.
Melinda,
you
guys are so sweet and generous. Thank you. What a wonderful, like, back from the long holiday weekend. I've missed you guys.
And I still have more presents to show you, like, during the rest of the week.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't even shown you. I'm like saving the best for last, kind of.
Yeah.
Because we got some amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All right. We are recording another deep dive today that will be released tomorrow. That is currently Apple iTunes podcast platform is still borked. I don't know what's going on with it. So you can find it on our website. You can find it on all the other podcasting platforms when it comes out. Apple is just still borked right now, and I don't.
What
know
are we doing? What are we doing now, Mock? What are we doing?
Well, I don't know, because I was like, can we spend 20 minutes talking about the kid on TikTok? Is there a way that we can do that?
Yeah. Don't think.
But also,
can,
Demi Lovato is back in the news. She's trying to be relevant even more than we already talked about.
What now? Has she changed her pronoun again? What is it like? What
no,
now?
It's still they, them. But now she's explaining why it took her so long to come out with the new pronouns.
Wow. Okay.
So there's that. I mean, I don't even know.
Right.
There's so many things. We might just have to have a mishmash, like a best of,
like
holiday
a pop,
weekend,
a pop culture mishmash, like we did a couple weeks ago, which was really super fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
So we'll probably do that. Okay. But anyway, I hope everybody's cool with this new time, because this is
the new time. Yeah, let us know what you think about the new time. You know, because. If you're not cool with it and you say, God, I mean, I really want to do it a half hour later, and you demand it with pitchforks and, like, you know, fiery torches. I mean, it's not like I would hate sleeping in an extra half hour.
I can't do it a half hour later because 7:30 to 8 is when I'm like the busiest.
Is it? Okay, then never mind. Never
can't
mind.
Can't do
then.
It, you guys.
I still have to get up at 5 in the morning because I love you guys. I'll do it. I'll keep doing it.
If it makes you feel better, I am also getting up that early because I have to drive here.
I know. It's fine. The only reason it's because I'm such like weird quarters. I'm like stepping over people and dogs. In 6 months, I won't be doing that because we'll actually have a house with, you know, space.
Yes.
It's just a little, I'll get used to it. It's fine. Everybody will get used to it. Cause I told my family last night, I'm like, I have to get up at 5. And they're like, which means it will be getting up at 5. And I'm like, yes, everybody in here will be up at 5. So
at least we're used to it, like for school and getting ready and whatnot.
Totally. So my daughter, cause she's like, it's summer. I won't be able to sleep in. I'm like, it's fine. Get over it. You know what I mean? Just get over it.
And she can go back to sleep.
No, she can't.
Right?
She can't. She's like me. And you know how I am.
Yeah, you don't sleep.
Okay. I don't see. It's fine. It's totally fine. Everybody's just going to have to deal, and you guys are worth it. And I love all of you. And it's just going to, it's going to be great. And I love it. It's good to get up this early. We'll just, it'll make me go to bed earlier, which is, it'll make all of us go to bed earlier, which is a good habit to have. Right?
That's right. Early risers are good.
Right. That's what ranching people do.
Get yourself some pillows. Get yourself some steaks. You
right.
Guys.
Pillows and steak, you guys. Pillows and steak. I'll bring some pictures of Gunner.
For sure. Do that you so guys. You can hold them up now.
I'm so glad that everybody had a nice weekend. Bring it in.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
Anyways, you guys have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you laughing along the way. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.